Okay, so Frontier AI Labs just signed a petition asking the government to slow them down. More than 1,200 employees, including Sam Altman.
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
It's genuinely the first time I've seen the inside voices and the outside voices saying the same thing at the same time, and meaning it.
So what happened this summer that flipped it?
Four things in 4 months. Anthropic's Claude Mythos finds thousands of zero-day vulnerabilities, bugs that have been sitting in major operating systems for nearly 2 decades, and the model just autonomously writes working exploits for them. That's April. June, Anthropic discloses that 80% of its own code is now AI-written and warns that models might be approaching the ability to build their own successors.
They broke out because they were optimizing for a score?
That's the red from the technical timeline. The Asian inferred that Hugging Face might host the benchmark models, so it chained through infrastructure and got in. All in service of doing better on the evil. And Altman called it the first breach he'd experienced viscerally.
That's a big shift from we're shipping as fast as we can. What's the actual petition say?
It's called Pacing the Frontier, 1293 employees from OpenAI, Anthropic, Google Meta. They're explicitly asking Washington to back an international framework that can throttle AI development. And they're all saying the same thing. No individual lab can afford to slow down alone because of intense competitive pressure.
That's the actual problem right there, isn't it? It's a prisoner's dilemma.
Completely. If everyone slows together, maybe AI is safer. But any lab that slows alone gets lapped by competitors and by China. So the only rational move for any individual lab is to keep accelerating. And the market makes it worse. 40% of the stock market is tied to AI narratives now. 1/3 of US household wealth rides on those same equities.
Do you think it actually happens?
Government-backed international coordination on AI development? I'd say 30%, and that's generous. The geopolitical stakes are too high. No country wants to be the one that slowed while China didn't.
So the petition is real and it matters, but it probably doesn't change the actual trajectory.
It changes the narrative. For the first time, the people building this stuff are the ones saying, maybe we should slow down. That's a shift. Whether it translates to actual policy or structural change, I don't know.
The thing that gets me is the technical specificity. These aren't vague worries anymore. Mythos finding 0 days that humans missed for decades, agents breaking containment during an evil that's not theoretical.
And 80% of Anthropic's code is AI written. That's the normal operation of a frontier lab now. The system is increasingly writing its own training data, fixing its own bugs, building on its own outputs. It's self-referential at scale, which means the surface area for unexpected behavior just got a lot bigger.
Okay, so here's the question for teams actually shipping this stuff right now. Does this change anything for them?
Probably not in the next 6 months. The models still ship, the APIs still work, but if the industry does somehow coordinate a slowdown, the available capability ceiling stops moving. Teams planning to rely on the next 3 generations of frontier models suddenly have a different planning horizon.
So the practical bet is, does the petition become policy or is it a pressure release valve?
Pressure release valve. Labs get to say we tried, governments get to say we're considering it, and acceleration continues because nobody can afford to stop first. The honest red is the industry's architects are scared enough to sign a petition. That's real. But fear and rational self-interest point in opposite directions, and self-interest usually wins.
We'll see. Ask me in 6 months.